I'm going to call this meeting to order. Today is Monday, May 17th, 2021. And this is the working session of the Elizabeth School District Board of Directors, and it is 6:05 p.m. Can we get roll call, please?
Director Beckendorf?
Here.
Director Crumpfeller?
Here.
Director Gutenberg?
Here.
Director Haynes?
Present.
Director Card? Chair?
Here.
How did you carry? I'm sorry. Would you please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance for me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Director Beckendorf?
Yes.
Director Crumpfeller?
Yes.
Director Gutenberg?
Aye.
Director Haynes?
Aye.
Director Carter?
Aye.
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes from the board meeting of May 3rd, 2021?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Director Beckendorf?
Yes.
Director Crumpfeller?
Yes.
Director Gutenberg?
Aye.
Director Haynes?
Aye.
Director Carter?
Abstain.
Moving on to our education showcase, we have middle school principal Pamela Estee here. We'd like to recognize you tonight, Pam, for all the hard work you've done. We wanted to publicly thank you for everything you've done for the district and the contributions you've made to our district. We're so glad you stayed with us for as long as you did. And your dedication to helping our middle school classrooms, teachers, and students is remarkable. You've done so much over the years, and we've noticed your work. It has not gone unnoticed, and we appreciate it. There's no greater gift than your time, and we appreciate all the time you've given. And thank you again for the tremendous contributions you've made. As a small token of our gratitude for all that you've done, I'd like to present you with a special portrait of the Elizabeth Middle School, signed by all of the teachers.
Oh,
with the AED in the background.
Yeah. Hold on this way, turn.
My finger's not over.
That's probably a little better, huh? Do you want one, Kristen?
Yeah. Please.
That's so true. Cool. You appreciate everything you've done, and you're going to be horribly missed.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, guys.
There's a little bit back to the lists on the back or the...
Oh, nice. Okay. Very good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Pam, very
absolutely
much.
Absolutely beautiful. When do you head to Texas?
So my family leaves. Movers come tomorrow.
Wow.
Three of them leave on Wednesday.
Wow.
Me and my youngest will stay and finish out the school year and finish out till the end of May.
Okay.
And then we'll head down.
Well, best of luck to you guys.
Yes, yes, for sure.
I wish you all the best.
It's exciting.
Thank you for this. It's beautiful. I'll definitely cherish it. Hang it. thank you guys for trusting me that I could do the job. Doug was giving me an opportunity
absolutely
to move the ranks in the middle school. Love the community. Love working with the leadership team and parents and families. So, all the thanks goes out to you guys, and definitely goes out to the teachers because they're the ones who make
absolutely
the kids successful.
Absolutely. Well, we know they're going to miss you for sure.
Yes, they are.
I appreciate it, so thanks so much.
You did a good job.
Oh, well,
getting a replacement, but you're still going to be missed immensely.
Well, great. I'll miss Elizabeth for sure. It's been my home for 22 years, probably.
Wow. Yeah.
The best place to work.
Yeah.
And I've worked in several different districts in different states, so... definitely love being here and all that Elizabeth has to offer. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
What's your plans for Texas?
Well,
no pressure. We just want to know everything.
Right. So I have applied for a job in education, whether that be district education or principal, assistant principal. So I've applied in a few places. I'm still waiting to hear. For now through the summer, just watch my boy play baseball.
And
that's great.
And kind of move through there and see what happens. And you know, whatever comes up, and
sure.
If not, then I guess I enjoy some time off. And somebody said, well, do what your passion is. I said, I don't know what my passion is. I've done education for 29 years,
yeah.
And that's been my passion. And so now we'll see what the future holds, and just
write
enjoy
a book
the time.
About the lunchroom gossip.
Texas has some great whitetail hunting.
Well, they just bass fishing is my boys.
Yeah,
my passion.
Oh, that's great.
My dad was a big bass fisher down there.
Oh, they love it.
He would go all day long.
They love it, and they'll go up here anytime they get.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
I have one who likes to go shooting. Who
good.
Participated mm-hmm. with the Freedom.
Nice.
Oh, great.
Hunters, I think it is.
Yeah.
Shoot this weekend.
Is it the Freedom Service Dogs?
Not the service dogs. Okay. Just they take vets out and do
oh,
some different
awesome.
Competitions yeah. with them. So you got great. To do that. Just go down, family, enjoy family
good
and friends,
deal.
And float the river and you know see what happens.
Maybe take a long time off and enjoy.
I'm jealous you get to go do all that.
Well,
Texas.
I'm
I
excited,
Texas.
But I know I'll leave to work because I will get bored.
Yes.
So, whatever that may be.
I do have to say one of my personal and my wife's personal favorite stories about you is last year, because the kids couldn't have their 8th grade graduation, we did the loop around the high school. And it could have been the windiest day I've ever experienced here in Elizabeth. And I've got a picture, and it sits on our fridge to this day because we walk by and just giggle. But Pam's hair is straight up. Megan's hair, it doesn't look like she looks like me, doesn't have hair. But just the dedication for you to stand out there and give those kids their awards was something else. So
well,
thank you.
You know, working out here and being in this district, it is about the kids. And we certainly tried to do that. But I would tell you, that was the windiest day ever.
And
it was,
of course. But we got sandblasted because
yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
just windy.
Yeah.
It was kicking
she
out.
She got a facial.
Everything. Yeah. Free, I think.
Like a scrub, a special scrub.
It was crazy. So we'll have a different plan for continuation this year, which is outdoors. Never ran it outdoors before.
So hope for no
working
wind
on
or
the
snow.
Logistics of that on Wednesday. We'll are hoping for some good weather.
So is it in the morning?
It'll be at 1.
Okay. So hopefully so.
You know, those afternoon. I've looked at all the stuff
yeah.
and.
Oh, that's okay. It changes daily.
I know.
The best job in the world is be a weatherman. You can be wrong
minute.
And you still have your job.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. It'll be a new adventure for us in the middle
nice.
School to figure out what that looks like. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for
that.
Well,
thank
yep.
you guys. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
I love
thank
my
you.
Time in Elizabeth, and I will definitely miss my time in Elizabeth. So definitely.
You're up this way. Stop
well,
it.
You won't forget it.
I will not.
At
I will
least,
not forget it. Either.
At least the school.
Yes. No, thank you guys. I appreciate it. I really do.
Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Pam.
You. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Yeah. You gotta start saying y'all.
Y'all. Well,
yeah,
she'll
we
get it.
You gotta say y'all before you leave.
Yeah.
One y'all. We need one y'all.
Y'all.
Okay. Yep. Oh, next is that gymnastics state champion zone. I think they might be out there.
Yes. Carol. They're out there.
I thought so.
Wherever they are, you just stand someplace and then read them, read the name, and they come up. Well, I don't know if they'll all be here. They can give the extra one.
I just wanted to know that I know how to spell their names. Or send their names.
Thank you. on the table.
Yeah, it would be a challenge.
So we're just going to do it right out here. Why don't you guys come on over?
Okay.
Why don't you guys come down here? We're going to have them stand right here.
Oh, awesome. Why don't you guys stand over here? Shall we wait till your coaches get here?
Yeah.
So one of the things that we're going to ask you to do is just tell us a little bit about what the year meant to you, or the championship or whatever. Everybody doesn't need to talk, but if you want to begin thinking about what you want to say, what you learned, what was important, whatever.
Megan, your time to shine.
Oh,
I don't know.
No, I don't know. The gymnastics team. New footwear.
Did you do it?
Okay. You too.
Wow. Yeah.
Jeez. The more the merrier.
Did you come up with like a new thing?
She's right there. Oh.
How about you?
Getting Mason waiting in the car?
No, I was just getting him out.
Come on over. You guys, join your team.
So you're going to take 2 weeks, and you're kind of tall, so you're going to have to get down. Are we going right now?
Do you have a thing to say?
Oh, no. Congratulations, girls.
Thank you. Are we smiling?
We are.
Right there. Not yet.
We'll do it again.
Yeah.
We are super proud of you guys. It seems like we are blessed to do this every year.
Every year.
And,
yeah.
Like, how awesome is that? You guys are just incredible. We're super, super, super excited. I know you guys are.
So one of the things that I talked to your coach about that is really impressive, and you guys can probably see it and feel it, the importance of being a team, and you know the Elizabeth gymnastics teams always have been successful because of the strong teamwork, and I don't think there's any year that's truer than this year, because you guys had to deal with so many challenges, including your first event. I understand that some of the students that couldn't be there were really good on the beam, and so you guys really had to pull it together in the three other events. And that was a team effort. And I think you set an amazing example for Elizabeth High School and for our community, the way that you push yourselves to compete individually, but also how much you support each other, and how that you all do as well as you do because of how you work together. And I was very emotional when I heard that you won, just because of all of the challenges, including like the day before, not knowing even who's going. Yet, when it came time, you did it. And I want to tell a story that I told Stacy. So I had lunch about 2 weeks ago with the superintendent from St. Vrain. Niwot is in St. Vrain. He said, congratulations on the win. Oh, thank you very much. And then he went on to tell me that his athletic director had come to him and said that one of their top gymnasts couldn't compete. And I said, well, two of ours couldn't compete. And then he went on to say, to his athletic director, or I don't know whether it's the school of Niwot or the district, but that how they have all of their schools that compete under one team, and each of their schools is larger than Elizabeth. So you guys, 630 kids at Elizabeth High School, competed against a team that was really comprised of students from all of the St. Vrain High Schools, all of which are bigger than Elizabeth High School. And you still, I think, did much better than them. So sometimes I think we forget, because we're so used to your success, what an amazing thing that you guys have done and that you continue to do. Because I know some of you are seniors, but some of you are not. So
and really want to thank your coaches who've been amazing teachers, inspiration, and helping guide you guys through this really challenging year. But I hope that you take this with you for the rest of your lives to know what you can do individually, but also what you can do together with whoever you're doing something with that's important to you. We couldn't be prouder of you. And I don't know if the other board members want to say anything.
You guys rock.
That's it.
There you go.
We're very proud.
Oh, absolutely.
Very proud. Yeah, Stacy, God, I mean, it's just year after year. I mean, I just, that's my high point about being on the board. Not really. It is.
And we get to see you guys every
year. Yeah.
And I will say, Stacy, my daughter grew up going through gymnastics. Unfortunately, she got too tall and couldn't swing under the bars like she should have. But I have kids that have been in sports the entire time, and I just wish they had an opportunity that you guys all have 2 years in a row now. So keep it up, keep it going. No expectations.
Very high. No pressure.
We're excited to see.
How many?
Wow.
John senior?
There's no one.
She's not here.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. We'll see you next year.
Yeah. Hopefully next year will be a little warmer. It won't be so cold.
No, it'll be in November. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Right. It's a winter sport.
So it's just going to be indoors next year.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We go right back at it in August.
Crazy.
So.
Yeah.
Well, they'll be ready.
Okay. So I've got some certificates for y'all. I hope that I don't butcher any names. If I do, feel free to correct me, okay? Ava Archer. It's in alphabetical order, too, so.
Some of them are not here.
Is she not here?
Track, I think.
Okay.
For soccer.
Okay. Soccer, yeah. Kaylee Bott. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, take a picture.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Okay. Bethany Breaks. Is that right? Jocelyn Jackson.
She's not here.
She's at track, I believe.
Sydney Kissinger.
I don't know why she's not here, but.
So are the boots post competition?
They are. This one is post competition. This one was crazy. Yeah. Oh. And then this one is just like a bone bruise that we're trying to heal.
Oof.
From the competition?
No, just from season. Just using it a lot.
Delaney McLeish. Did I get that right? Did I get it right at least?
Where's the
McLeish? Ah!
Right.
Madison Montoya.
She's
my team. Yeah, mine's probably out there.
So Megan Montoya.
Yep.
There you go. Morgan Mortensen. Ellie Mowbray?
Yeah.
Close to Mowbray.
This is one of our ones that didn't get to go.
Lily Roncaglia?
She's not here.
Okay. Kaylee Settle?
Not here.
You have a lot of certificates to take with you. Okay. Courtney Togger? Myra Walitsky? Back to the beginning. Stacy Fulmer.
Thank you. All right. So what would you guys like to share about the season, about the fight of the championship that you learned that's important? Just give us a taste of
what it's been for you.
Megan, you go.
This is your last gymnastics, babe. I don't know, it was a crazy year, but it was really fun to experience it. It was hard because our entire team didn't travel, especially like every meet. There was only 12 of us that got to go out of 17 of us. So that was definitely different and weird. But it was very fun to see that after hard work and even through this crazy year, we still got to win another state championship.
Is this the first time that you've won state in gymnastics?
It is, Tom. It is.
No. We have some history, yeah.
Tom, what rocket did
you do? Do you know somebody that won a state championship?
Well, I think it's five?
Six.
That's crazy.
Don't worry, we'll make it seven.
Yes, that's my year.
Yeah. But Ellie and Kaylee, you guys should talk as well. Just from the perspective of the two that didn't get to go, that really did deserve to go.
I think that makes you really appreciate your team, because knowing that we were so close, it helps you realize how much you can rely on them and how they have your back, especially if you aren't able to go. And it really makes you appreciate being able to go, because as soon as you like can't, then it really sucks.
I think for me, it was like we had it drilled in our brains from last year in March. That season was going to be hard just because like we were in quarantine. And so just from that time, we've been preparing mentally for a year to go to state. And then like as soon as that hits, then all of that year of preparation is like, well. And it was for the entire team because we didn't know who was going to be able to compete. But I don't think there was a single word from anyone on the team of negativity or anything. It was always like, for the people who couldn't go, they were supporting us. For the people who could go, us at home were supporting them. And I was actually really cool because a lot of people on the team who wouldn't have been able to go got really good opportunities to go. And just like the smiles on their faces and then the whole team. Like we were able to watch from home. It was like a screencast thing that you could watch the meet on. And you could just see like the team sitting in the bleachers cheering for each other. And even after Dean, the camera, it was this really funny moment. I don't know. Someone fell on Dean and then the camera switched to like three different events really quick. And in the background, you saw the whole team just like sitting there, and they're like. But it just showed like how much the whole team cares about the win, and even like from the people at home.
Bethany, you should talk a little. Bethany was vault state champion.
Vault state
yes,
champion.
She is an individual state champion. Yep.
Nice. That's great.
You should definitely just talk about what it, you know, what it felt like to compete there and do as well as you did.
That was really exciting. I didn't expect to win vault because I thought there was still like really, really good girls over there. So like being able to win was just like amazing.
There were really good girls there that you beat. I mean, that was
yourself.
A huge accomplishment. Yeah, it was definitely.
I feel like even the other girls, and you're all disappointed with the other team. Mm-hmm. Like the gym was like so empty that we started cheering for like other people and individuals.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't want to be so fond of it.
Well, I think everybody felt kind of in the same boat with the whole, you know, all the gyms closed for 3 months. And so everybody was out of the gym with no practice and trying to do Zoom strength every day and, you know, stay on top of things. And then once we were able to get back in the gym in June, you know, we could go 10 at a time or 9 at a time or whatever it was in a coach. And the gratitude that I saw and felt from kids of all ages was just giant, just to be able to do what they've always just had there for them. You know, I don't want to say took it for granted, but it was just part of their lives. And so, you know, and the older they were, the more you could see it, obviously. And just so happy to be doing their thing. And so I think that kind of brought all of the girls at state into one cohesive moment at state, because you all lived it. You lived it together. This is your sport that you love to do. And, you know, it may not be normal, but we're all here doing it. Sorry. And competing, you know, in the sport that we love. So I know coaches felt that way, gymnasts felt that way, judges felt that way. It was just across the board that, look, we're never taking this for granted again. So it was pretty special this year, though, and a very special group, you know, to be able to commit through that and stay with it. And like somebody said, we didn't get to compete everybody like we would have on a normal year because it was such a shortened season. But I mean, talk about stick with it. You know, they just took what was handed to them and were gracious and dealt with it and supportive, and I could not ask for a better group of kids, to be honest. I have them every year, but this is a great one too.
You guys like your coach? Coach Yes.
Yes.
Not today. Yeah. They don't like me that much today. After last weekend, but. Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
Congratulations.
Congrats. I really appreciate you being here because you know it's time out of your days, and some of you probably have your first finals tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, so. Go study.
But thanks for coming out. Congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Congratulations. Can we get one more picture of you guys together with coaches?
Great job, ladies.
Yeah, 1:30 to 4.
The plan was 11.
And then you'll have an hour to go home.
You
didn't
unplug
your computer
to rip undo that cord, so it shouldn't have shut off.
But, No, it didn't.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Tom.
Long time no see.
Have a great meeting, John.
Hey, Carol, is there still the conservative breakfast?
There is, but they haven't had a breakfast for a while.
All right.
That was my chair, just letting everybody know that noise.
Yeah, right.
Because, you know, there's nothing going on at the end of the year, so I have time to...
Right.
Just kidding. Our preschool. So just kind of, I know we met at the beginning, and I kind of shared what we were doing there. So just, here's what's been going on this year. So it wasn't a complete rough year. We had some babies. We have three new ones.
Oh,
and
awesome.
So the little guy on the top is little Owen Stivers. Below him is little Arkin Taylor, and the little guy I get to hold over there is, I had his name over here, Kaysen DiCristino. They brought him to school. So Caitlin DiCristino is the mommy of him, and she had asked if she could bring him. I said, why are you bringing a baby during this time? So anyway, her husband brought him because they're like, he's fine, he's okay. So I get the joy of holding the babies. They all know I love the babies.
We had 4 engagements this year with our staff, and we have one baby on the way, our music teacher, Chris Kampakis, and they're having their second baby. So we had some celebrations this year, personally, for some of our staff, and I know there's many more to talk about, but I thought starting out talking about some good things that happened this year.
I thought you were starting preschool really young.
No, we're working on it.
Early childhood.
Because we had 3 maternity leaves, they were all in a row. We had one, and then she came back, and then we had the second one go have the baby. She came back, we had the third one. So we kept Lynn Strobel very busy this year. I told her we planned it because we like having her as a sub. So just some professional celebrations, those are more personal, but we have 2 assistant preschool teachers who have now earned their LEAD certification, and that's Shelby Morgan and Kelly Legamasino. So we're so proud of them. They're moving on with their schooling. I have one of my teachers who's talking about pursuing administration, so she's looking into different programs. That's Patricia Spence. I didn't want to put her name out there because I don't know if she wants it out there yet, but...
Too late now.
I just realized that. We have my kindergarten through 5th grade teachers, my SPED teachers, and reading support staff are all working on all these requirements by the state, which is their READ requirements, their ELL requirements, and special education requirements by CDE. And so they're busy doing that. They've been working on it through the year and will continue. And then exciting news for Singing Hills, we put in an application to be part of the CDE Dyslexia Pilot Program. We got in. So we are so excited, and it includes our K-3 teachers, our SPED, and literacy teachers. So we are very excited. We're actually going to be starting this June, July-ish, and it's for a year. It's a lot of credit hours on behalf of the staff, but they're working with us, and they said they'll work with schools through the University of Oregon. Working with our state and the P3 program that is happening with the University of Colorado at Denver. So nice. We're so excited. But the biggest celebration is we made it to the end of the year, and it was huge. It was a good year. So just some of the activities I'm going to show you in just a minute. We had our fall parties. We had our spirit days for pennies for patients. We had our spelling bee. We had a modified Veterans Day. We wanted to honor our veterans, and we always appreciate when we get to do that. But we couldn't have everybody in, so we did some modifications there. We had guest speakers who came in, so David Marcus, Keith Olson. They came in, and they talked about the space program, and Lockheed Martin is the company they work with. And so they came to the STEM classroom. They talked to a class. We were able to record it and then share it with other classes. Stephen Perot, he did talk with our 3rd grade, but he's Native American, and he did the unit of study with them, and he's always interesting. We have his oldest is a sophomore in high school, and she's part of the Student Advisory Council, Kinsey, sweetheart, who's going to be taking over next year as Student Advisory
Council. She's going to be leading the District Student Advisory Council.
Oh, great.
Wow.
Kinsey Crow,
and she's an amazing kiddo. When she was in 5th grade, she wrote a proposal to me and asked me if we could have a sleepover for our book club. And
I remember that. I didn't know that was her.
That's her. So I brought it to Douglas. I asked for his permission. We talked through all the things about heat and safety and all those good things. And it stuck with us. It's all because of Kinsey. She wrote a proposal.
That's great.
So she is definitely going to go places. But her dad has come with all 3 of his children now and done a presentation for our students. We had the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, as well as the Botanical Gardens, come in and do some remote learning programs for our students. So the Museum of Nature and Science did the puberty talk with 5th grade, which it was interesting for our kids. Got to observe that. And then the Botanical Gardens came for our 2nd grades, talking about plant life and all that. And we had the fire truck and sheriff's office coming to with preschool, because we usually would walk to the fire station, but they're actually going to come to us, and they'll be in the bus loop. That's this week. And sheriff's office is going to come to our preschool and discuss stranger danger with preschool. After school clubs, we had 1st Lego League, and they did a Lego League challenge on a Sunday at our school. We had 1st Lego League Junior, who also did a Lego League challenge, and I believe theirs was on a Saturday. We had our Wildfire Choir concert just last week, and we did it over in the cafeteria at EHS, which was so nice because we got to have the families come. It was large enough to fit everybody. And then we had our art club going on after school, and we did an art gallery. We did that over conferences. We did it in the gym so we could present and unveil the artwork that stays in our school. We had field day on Friday. It was a huge success. It was a lot of fun. We had it at our school, and we had so many parents say, can we do this at the school again? They really enjoyed having it at the school, and there was more than enough room to make it work for all 18 classrooms. And TJ Schmidt, our PE teacher, he did a wonderful job organizing it. We have students that come over from the high school, and they help out with each of the activities. It was just a great day, and it was right. We had the second to the last activity, and we started the See in the Dark Clouds. And I was like, okay, I think we can. So I just sat outside and watched. I was talking with parents just to make sure if I saw lightning, we were going to scoot them in. As soon as the last one ended, we heard thunder over the radios, get everybody in. But it was great. It was nice. It was nice to visit with parents, and I got a really nice email from one of our parents thanking us for having parents back. So it was really nice. We have our Singing Hills Awards Day, and that's for 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's going to be tomorrow. And then we have preschool, kindergarten, and 5th grade graduation/continuations. Preschool is doing theirs. Their last day is Thursday, and they're doing theirs each with their classroom, and they're going to video and send it, stream it to parents. Kindergarten, we're hopeful. They're going to be outside, and then 5th grade will be outside, and those are both on Friday. So we're excited. For 5th grade, we usually do a clap out, so we all line the hallways, and the fifth grade kids run around a couple of times, and parents get to be there. So we're modifying it. We'll be doing it outside this year, and so we'll have the kids, all of our K-5 kids closest to the building. Parents will be on the other side of the sidewalk, and the kids will run around the building, but just once, not many times. So just some pictures to share. That top one was our fall parties, where we got to have kids dress up. And the cute little pumpkin over there in her curlers was we celebrated 100th day. We did our door decorating contest. We did as much as we could do, keeping our traditions that we do at Singing Hills. When I talked about the modified Veterans Day, we did have our scouts come out. We did do a flag raising with our scouts. We did tape it. We did put it online. And then you can't see it, it's on the other side. We put some little pinwheels, and then we had each of the students, we did an online people saying things to honor our veterans, and we put that on our website. And then for Pennies for Patients, you see some crazy hairdos there. We had a crazy hair day, and so there was some cute crazy hair going on over there. And then we have, this is how choir practiced this year. So they got to use the gym, and we separated the kiddos to make sure that they were all socially distanced. And then art club, some of the kids doing some activities, some paper mache going on. And then the bottom, we have the First Lego League and First Lego League Junior and over there and working on their competitions and activities. And then our spelling bee winners are over on the far right corner. So we're starting to talk about next year. I said this is one of the earliest times I think we've got going on next year. We started this in March. So this is what's going on over the summer. We have STEAM camp at our school, and they're doing a lot of outdoor classrooms with that. Our kids club is planning field trips this summer, so we're excited for that. We're going to continue having kiddos go to their classrooms on their own each morning. That worked out really nice. So in the past, before this year, parents would come in and take their kiddos to their classrooms. What was sometimes difficult is that's when parents want to have a conversation with teachers, which is hard because I request that all the teachers stand by the doors and greet every student as they come in. So it's really hard when a parent is saying, you know, XYZ going on. So our kids did a really nice job, and even with our candies, you know, those first couple of weeks we had a staff, extra staff, walking them to class if they were nervous about it. But it worked out so nice. And it was so nice that the teachers could get their day started. They could greet all the kids in the morning like we want. They could have their morning meeting. So we're going to keep that going for next year. And then we are hoping to have full volunteers and parents in. And we will start that about 8:30. So we can get our kids in. We can get teachers talking with kids, see how they're going, see how the day's going, and then move forward. Like I said, we're hoping to have our community celebrations and events that we have every year. And we're going to continue with outdoor classrooms. Our staff liked that. They liked being able to go outside And it was nice. It was orderly, and it was nice out there. So we're going to continue with that. And I send out weekly updates every week to my staff to tell them what's going on the upcoming week. They get it on the Friday before. And I always put a little quote. So this year was a lot of inspirational quotes of, we got this, you can do this, you're doing amazing things for kids. This was mine this week to the staff. It always seems impossible until it's done. And so that was it. My staff is amazing. The Singing Hill staff, is, they are a family. They take care of each other and the kids. And we're just so appreciative of the board that they kept us in school and so appreciative of everything Douglas does. Amazing support. When I was listening to the gymnastics group out there saying they've got each other's back, Douglas has our back, and we appreciate that. So thank you for everything you all do for us and what you've done this year.
Thank you. Thank you for your presentation. That was really
great. Yes, it was. Very good.
Any questions?
Go Singing Hills.
Yeah. Thank you, Regina.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any questions?
No.
No questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Have a good rest of your evening.
I look forward to seeing you on Veterans Day.
We are planning for it. Yeah. We're so excited. I know, we love
it. You do?
Yes. Oh.
Is Singing Hills your favorite? Because you know.
Yeah, no preference.
Well, it can't
run.
You can have more than one favorite.
It's down lower.
Or, yeah, I've got a lot of favorites.
Okay.
It's down lower.
The budget, yeah.
It's in the action.
Oh, it's in the action.
Okay. I'm like, how are you? Okay. Next up, we have communication superintendent update. HTI Brig Rep of Graduate Profile in High School.
Right. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. Okay. I wanted to say a couple other things. One, like if I were to walk into like a school today and hold up, you know, four fingers or whatever, people would know exactly what that means. 4 days left, right? Or 3 days left. And so would some of the people around this room. But so our staff are normally pretty exhausted this time of year. It's a very challenging time of year because a couple things are happening. One, it's just the end of a long trek. And there's a lot of activities. Everyone says, oh, we shouldn't plan so many activities, but they always plan lots of activities at the end of the year. I mean, Running Creek has been taking field trips left and right, which we probably wouldn't have any reason to know. The high school with all their events and planning. But everybody's also getting ready for next year as well, especially in the middle of the high school with classes and who's taking what classes, hiring of new teachers, capital projects, making sure the schools look nice for the end of the year, and all those sorts of things. And then on top of that, there's been obviously between COVID. So folks are really hanging in there despite the really profound tiredness and kind of emotional exhaustion that's only made worse by things like what the CDC did on Thursday, coming out with their new guidance that nobody knew about, and then on Friday with the state changing its guidance. So I just wanted to say that, you know, I sent out a message over the weekend about that guidance. All I did was repeat part of what was in the executive order. I didn't, I barely did any paraphrasing. Because essentially what it does is it allows more folks to not wear masks in school, so I think that that's a good thing. But it brought up two questions, which one of which I don't have the answer to, which is, well, what about people that have had the virus? You know, well, the CDC and CDPHE haven't said anything about that, and all year long they've been requiring, they haven't said, oh, well, once you get the virus, you don't have to wear your mask. So as of Friday afternoon when the governor came out with this order, it's like they didn't say anything about that. It's not our place to say anything about that, even though there's good questions about, well, why not? You know, well, I don't know. But all I'm doing and all we're doing is saying this is a new executive order that has the force of law, and so we need to kind of organize ourselves accordingly. The other part that's come up, which is easier to answer, which is about proof of vaccination and what about privacy and all of that. Mm-hmm. So. Just because of the short time frame, I haven't been able to broadly communicate the approach. I needed to speak with, especially with district legal counsel, with some of our leadership. But here's the approach that generally we've been taking today and will continue to take, which is that individuals will be allowed to provide verbal declaration of their vaccination status upon request. So it will not be an across-the-board requirement. So if requested, they could provide a verbal declaration similar to the verbal COVID declarations made by visitors to the Colorado Department of Motor Vehicles or other government facilities. So that's part one. We are not having an across-the-board requirement for people to provide physical proof of vaccination. Some people might call this, and I've heard prominent individuals call it, the honor system. So if that works for you, that's what we're doing, the honor system. We have very little reason to ask about somebody's vaccination status. I know that some students have been asked to put on their mask. They've responded, they've been vaccinated, and that's where it's left. So, but the other thing is that we really don't have many reasons to ask for proof or I guess a declaration of their vaccination status. So, going forward, I think that would just be giving folks the benefit of the doubt that if they're not wearing their mask, it's because they don't need to be wearing their masks. So, from an administrative perspective, I don't think that we're going to see a lot of, in a sense, mask compliance, vaccination vetting, and that sort of thing. It's going to be more or less business as usual with those people who don't have to wear a mask, not wearing a mask. And so I wanted to just clarify that here. I don't know if it's necessary to send anything out as a clarification to our parents. I've responded to a number of clarification questions that I received by email, but both in talking to Pam Espeth this evening and then Brett earlier in the day, it does not seem like it's been a big deal at the schools. But again, if we do have issues, that's going to be my response. It's not really our business to be asking the status, let alone requiring proof, and so we won't be. Do you guys have any questions or any comments or guidance? One of the things that I've commented on with regards to kind of relaxing a mask requirement in terms of a safety perspective is that masks are not required outside now. And that's in large part because there's finally an awareness that there's very little risk. So when you're in the outdoors, very little risk. What have we done since August? We have tried to recreate the outside air environment in our buildings by bringing in lots of inside air, by filling it, by getting kids outside as much as possible. And so our indoor space, which we've been monitoring it through CO2 monitors throughout the school continuously, not all every place all the time, but we move monitors around, we record it, and we can say to you that we know that the inside air is very much like the outside air in terms of how much, for example, CO2 is building up or isn't really in our indoor spaces. So the indoor spaces really are quite similar in terms of air quality to the outdoor spaces. So it is my belief, based on the evidence of the lack of transmission of the virus in our schools, we only have a couple of clear cases of transmission in our schools. There's a number of cases where it's not clear, but we know there was a lot going on outside of school, so it's not clear whether they got the virus inside the school or outside the school. That our schools are very safe, even if students and staff aren't wearing masks. So kind of all of the things we need. So I believe that we can finish out the school year burden of requiring everybody to wear masks and without the need to ask people for a vaccination status and have a slightly more normal end of the school year. Another question that I received, what about graduation? Masks will not be required at the outside graduation this week. They won't be required at the outside 8th grade continuation. So, just if you get a question about that. That's the deal.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. So you've all seen, I think, these pictures, but we've got a picture of the graduate profile on the front of Elizabeth High School up on the screen with our seven characteristics, competencies of a graduate. Is it kind of cycling through?
Yeah, I was just going to cycle through them if you want to talk a little bit about
that. I was just going to, I know, let's see. So, leader, empathetic and collaborative, adaptive and resilient, academically prepared, an effective communicator, and entrepreneurial. And we're planning to put this at all of the schools scaled down, where at Running Creek it would say, this is a Running Creek student, this is a Singing Hills student, this is an Elizabeth Middle School student, so it would mirror it and it would be at the front of each of the schools to just reinforce these skills. And we've met with students and staff at all of the schools to talk about what they're currently doing to help students develop these competencies and what they could do in the future. So we've got the staff view as well as the student view. The student view comes from the Student Advisory Council. They've worked on it in two of the Student Advisory Council district-wide meetings, and they've come up with great ideas. One of the things that was a bit of a surprise at the high school level for me was the view that a lot of these things could really be developed through internships, that they really saw that as the best place to both learn and demonstrate a lot of these characteristics. And I know that it kind of sounds like obvious and of course, but from their perspective, that real world experience is really the best place to, for example, be an independent learner. We think of being an independent learner in the context of school and doing your schoolwork and getting grades and homework, etc., and keeping track of everything. But really, when you're out on the job, that's where you need to know to ask, you know, the person doing, you know, that you're working with, questions when you don't understand, especially it might be safety related, or you might not fully understand. So you have to take a much higher level of ownership for your own learning in the internship when you're kind of outside of the school setting and in this on-the-job learning situation. So this was on Thursday afternoon, brought all the students and staff outside. Brett spoke for, I think, 45 seconds, or maybe 50 seconds, I'm not sure. He might have gone 5 seconds over his planned allotment.
Tight schedule over there.
Yeah, it's a little tongue-in-cheek. Brett is short. And then Dave Eddy spoke as well for a few minutes.
Was he 5 seconds over as well?
He was longer than Brett.
They were preparing for Douglas.
Yeah. It was a warm-up act, right?
Yes.
Kristen, what did you want to add, if anything, to
change the subject?
Nothing.
I see it was a nice day. We had some miserable days.
Yeah, and it was nice to see the students listen and be attentive. And we heard kind of the rumor around high school, like everyone, as it was going up, you know, there was kind of that rumbling around the school, like, oh, what's that? Like, really like the artwork, or that's really neat that they're doing this. And we heard that from students and staff. So I'm glad we did it.
Okay.
Oh. It looks pretty cool.
It does look really cool.
Doesn't look very level, but it looks really cool. I'm so kidding.
Don't do that to me.
It was the photographer.
I think it's important to note though that this is a brick wrap and it's on the school. This is permanent. We're doing this you know, this is something we're going to do K through 12. So
that's yeah, if you haven't seen it up close, it looks like it's painted on the side of the building. So it looks very clean, very, you know, not at all temporary. This is not, you know, a poster with tape on the wall, Sadie Hawkins dance on Saturday. This is
the real deal.
This is our identity. This is who we are.
I think you should have made it bigger, though.
You know?
I was trying to read it while I was driving down the road, no more frame off the road.
Well, we do have a tree
like
in front of it.
It's like texting and driving, John.
Dave Eddy said that he wanted to be able to see it from space. We know you can see it from the elementary, or the elementary, from the middle school.
Yeah.
But the thing that we don't know is, like, how powerful are Boeing's satellites?
Exactly.
and like, what can they read? So we're, you know.
I think you know what.
If he's online right now, he's trying to figure it out.
Right. So,
that's a challenge,
you know,
Dave.
I give him and Boeing the benefit of the doubt that they can read it from space. You know, that if they can read license plates and that kind of stuff from space, they can read that from space. But he, you know, we won't ask him to reveal that kind of information, because I'm sure it's confidential.
I'm sure it's a little more confidential.
It's top secret.
It could very well be.
So.
Oh, that's great.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It does look great.
It's very noticeable from the street, which
yes,
is awesome.
Yes, it is.
You know, like John was saying, you can do a double take. You're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very neat.
And as we shared it with the schools, they really liked the idea of having this in front of their school. And so students can walk in wherever you are with any of these, you know, it hopefully reinforces, you know, I'm empathetic. And it was really cool to listen to students talk about opportunities to be empathetic. And one of them was like for the teachers. And they were, these are things that we can do for our teachers.
Absolutely.
And that's why our teachers love our students, because they are so empathetic and they're so considerate. Yeah.
Cool.
And I don't think that I have anything else to say under my time, unless you guys have any questions. Tomorrow the high school starts with finals, so they have finals every morning, and then the afternoon the students have the opportunity to go home and study, or they pick one. I don't know whether they make them leave. You know?
No, they do not. They have to sign a permission slip to be
if
able to
leave.
Yes. Otherwise, they need to go into their
study hall
/ I can't remember what they called it.
A number of other events at the schools this week. So. Good.
Thank you.
I'm a minute
early.
He's like, well, that case,
he's
let
right
me
on
talk.
Time on that one.
On mine, it's the 7:04.
You're right.
Yeah. Did you time yourself again? Okay. There are no moment here.
It goes on to the consent agenda. Can I get a motion to approve 8.1 through 8.3?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Dr. Breckendorf?
Yes.
Dr. Kornfeller?
Yes.
Dr. Gutenberg?
Aye.
Dr. Hines?
Aye.
Dr. Carter?
Aye.
Okay, we'll move on to action items. Can I get a motion to approve 9.1, the BOE meeting schedule for 2021-2022?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? I think we looked at it last time, so that should be okay. Roll call, please.
Dr. Breckendorf?
Yes.
Dr. Kornfeller?
Yes.
Dr. Gutenberg?
Aye.
Dr. Hines?
Aye.
Dr. Carter?
Aye.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve 9.2 preliminary 21-2022 budget? I said it right.
You said?
He moved.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Can I get a vote?
He did.
He moved.
Okay.
Who's second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
My allergies are really kicking in, and I know I spoke a lot last time. So,
We won't put you on the clock. Take on another one.
No, well, no, I don't really have a whole lot to add. So there's just kind of from you know, things I've talked about in the past. Only the major change that's going to be, I wouldn't even call it major. Major assumption is enrollment projection for next year is going to be going up 28. Now I just took a poll of how many students we've got at the schools right now in each grade. So my projection is now going from 28 to 50.
Wow.
Of an increase. Because there's been that large of an increase in students over the last couple of months. So which is obviously a very good thing. It also includes, and I don't know if Douglas said anything to you about that we got approved for $200,000 for the high cost app for SPED students.
Oh, great.
And so that's also included in this budget that you have that you accepted tonight. What I did for just so you know, the one column, the state statutes lay out what has to be included in a budget. One of the columns shows estimated actual for the remainder of this year. And since at the end of April we were 3.5% under budget in expenditures, I projected that out, and so that column is all formula driven, and so I just basically took what was the budgeted portion of it, multiplied it by 96.5%, 3.5% under budget for estimated actual in there, and that's how that column was derived. Let's see, there's some things like grants. I still don't have any preliminary allocations for the revenues, but that's not unusual. That's standard practice for the state and feds in terms of what we can expect for grant funding, for consolidated federal grant and things like that. Let's see, we still don't have the, the School Finance Act, like it says in the memo, was just introduced, I believe, Wednesday or Thursday of last week. So it's still going to be a few weeks before we know exactly how much money we're going to have to spend. Fortunately, though, the bill that was introduced is really close to what we're using for the estimates on a per pupil funding for this upcoming year. However, it could change. Yeah, I don't think it'll be too dramatic, but it could change. I don't really have a whole lot.
The paper? The notice for the paper.
Oh, yeah. I asked Paul to sign for the notice for the proposed budget, which is going to be going into the Elder County News at the end of this week. It'll be coming out, and for legal notice, that stipulates that if anybody has any questions or anything for the budget, they can forward them to us. Of course, it also says it's a person paying school taxes in said district. Any time prior to the final adoption, can file and register their objections or questions. All right.
Marvelous.
You guys have any questions? Comments? Okay. Roll call, please. Thank you, Ron.
Sure.
Thank you.
I do have two things for discussion items. That's next.
Oh, okay.
If that's okay.
That's fine.
Of course.
We'll let you do that.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I do have a question. So on here for the COVID-19 funds, it says $836,000 that we've spent for this year. Is that correct? Or for, that's 19-20.
Yeah, that's that was last year's. That was the CRF.
Right, and the ESSER. I thought it was more than... Wasn't it more?
So CRF, it was about $800,000. The first ESSER one is $139,000, $140,000, something like that. A portion of which is what's spent. by legacy. ESSER II is more than that. ESSER III is significantly more than that. I think the ESSER II is 400,000 something. ESSER III is over $1 million. So, are you talking? So the $836,918, that's for the 1920. That was the revenues we received. But then we spent it. A lot of it this school year. So we spent some of it last year, but we're also spending some of it. We spent the balance of it this basically the first 6 months of this school year. And now we're spending ESSER I funds. With that one, we had to file an application and then turn in a budget.
And what's the SSRG?
That's the Safe Schools Reopening Grant. It's been a real fun year with trying to manage all of these different grants. But that was the one, that was the last minute. If you want some money, you need to get your application in a week.
I remember that one.
And you jump through all these hoops, then they said the day that you have to report all your spending, you get another couple of months.
Okay.
So that's what we spent. We spent money on tents and really nice cleaning equipment that some of you got to witness.
Fancy vacuums.
And how quiet it was.
Fancy vacuums.
It was. Scared me, but it was fancy. Did a self-cleaning thing right in front of me.
I say fancy, but it's very efficient, and it does a good job, and it's quiet, and you can run it while school's in session.
Yeah, everybody talked about that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is that it? Okay. Anybody else? Roll call, please.
Dr. Reckendorf?
Yes.
Dr. Kronkweiler?
Yes.
Dr. Gutenberg?
Aye.
Dr. Hines?
Aye.
Dr. Carter?
Aye.
Next up, we have discussion items. Did you have...
It's two real quick things. We're probably going to do the interest-free loan again next school year, and then there's an MOU that I bring to the board every school year since we've started serving lunches again at Legacy, and they didn't like the fact that when last year, during the 1920 school year, when we shut down from mid-March until the end of May, that we still paid all of our staff, which included the staff that works at Legacy. They didn't like the fact that we weren't going to eat those costs and that we weren't going to pass it down, and they felt that we were that they didn't want to really subsidize because, well, I don't want to get into it. But then they said, I said, well, why don't you just, if you don't like how we're figuring all this out, make changes to the memorandum of understanding between the school district. Well, they waited until yesterday today to get me that information off of the changes they wanted in the MOU. So I sent it off to our attorneys, and it probably won't get here until the very last meeting in June, the Memorandum of Understanding with Legacy. So, just wanted to give you a heads up on that. And that's it.
So they're wanting to change the terms.
They want to change the terms of the MOU, some of the language in there. And my two cents for right now, and even in public, they changed it to be very one-sided.
Okay.
Just because they made the suggested changes doesn't mean that's going to be the final product. Wanted you to be aware of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, moving on to Beal Planning. Meeting is June 7th. I have a conflict that came up, so I won't be here.
I'm good.
It's on the board.
I'm good.
I don't know yet.
Who doesn't know yet?
Me. I'm good.
Does anyone have anything else?
No.
We have no executive session, so adjourn this meeting at 7:15 p.m.